Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Oh, that was really loud. Let me try again. What the hell? I want to start over, but this is a bonus episode, so I feel like I shouldn't start over because I really didn't like that intro. But it's a bonus episode. Oh my gosh, did y'all just hear my neck crack? Wait, listen. Oh, you did not know that you were going to come on here and hear. I do my own stunts, people. It's true. I do my own stunts. Anyways, what is up, you guys? It's the bonus episode of the That's Life pod. My name is Abby Murphy, and you know how this goes if you're an OG, and if you're not, why not? I'm just kidding. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, but I'm happy that you're here, and I hope that you become an OG. We can all be part of the That's Life fam? No. We can all be That's Lifers. We are the lifers. Life doers. Life. Faux lifers. We are That's Faux Lifers. That's for lifers. We are That's for lifers. Oh my gosh. Wait. That is so good. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, anyways, with my bonus episode, basically, the backstory behind these bonus episodes is that the idea of starting a podcast with a bunch of other ideas mixed together, what I got the main inspiration from was going on walks and talks with my mom. So we, like, every day before college, for, like, the past, honestly, like, year and a half, go on a walk every day, and we would just have such good, interesting conversations. Sometimes they'd be serious, sometimes they'd be funny, whatever. Walks are just something else. You just learn so much about people. But that's where I was like, someone needs to, like, record our conversations. Like, this is so good. People need to hear this. And that is how the podcast got started. So I add in these bonus episodes. I do one bonus episode with my mama every month, just sometime throughout the month. I don't really know when, but sadly, my mom is not here with me right now. I'm going to call her because I've only visited home once since being back in college, and it was for like half a day. I left here at 2:30, and then I came, and then I got home at like 4, and then I left at like 10, got back at 11. So I was only there for a little bit, and that's the only time I've been home. And it's honestly, I'm really proud of myself because last semester, if you know, I went home so much. And it's great to go home. It's not a bad thing to go home, but I was relying on home too much, and I needed to start building relationships here. And now I have. So it's good, but I really miss being with my mom. And she's come down here sometimes, but it's kind of like when we're together, we want to just spend our time together and not really worry. Not necessarily worry, but just we don't want to have to plan around the podcast as much, just because like our time together is so limited. But I think it's just gonna be just as fun as on the phone. I talk to her every day, multiple times a day, FaceTime her all the time, and you know, it's just same as walking and talking to my mama. So I'm gonna call her up now for this bonus episode, and we're gonna see if she answers. Here we go. I have her on speed dial. Oh! She did not just decline my call. There we go. Mommy, I'm calling. She has no idea I'm calling her, by the way. Like, she has no idea that I'm, I've already started the podcast.
Hello.
Hey! I've already started the podcast.
Wait, right now?
Yeah, this is all live being recorded right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting out of my car.
Yeah, it's the bonus episode, Mom.
This is going to be crazy. And be glad I just got my voice back.
Oh my gosh, your voice is gone. Why?
Well, like literally, I'm driving back from lunch and I was talking to Morgan and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I got to get some tea. All of a sudden, I couldn't talk. And I was like, what is happening to my voice? Why can't I speak?
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, I got to get some tea because I got to do a podcast.
Yeah, go get yourself some tea. We can walk and talk and you can do tea time. Tea time with mom.
Tea time with mom.
Tea time. Mom, listen to this hashtag that I figured out. Okay, so I was, you know how like people have like fans and stuff and they have like names for their fans, like Justin Bieber fans or Beliebers, like that kind of thing?
Yes.
We are That's For Lifers. Because we're like For Lifers. Like, have you ever heard people say like, oh, we're For Lifers?
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's For Lifers. I just came up with it. It just popped into my head because you've raised your daughter smart.
Yeah, I love that. And I love my daughter. And Mom. I love that
she's smart. Oh, well, I love you too. Mom, would you like to tell the people where you are right now?
Well, currently at this very moment, I'm in walking into the Caribe Resort in Orange Beach, Alabama.
So you heard it here first, folks. Go stalk Mom. Go. She just gave out her location. Would you like to say the room number too?
Don't do that, people. That's not smart.
Nope. Go do it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Christian girl just told you to go do it. The Holy Spirit has led me to share this information with you.
Well, by the time that they hear this, I might not be here.
Mom, I'm posting it today.
Oh, you?
I told you that already.
Well, I mean, I kind of was getting out of my car. Well, I said you're filming it right now. I didn't know you're posting it today.
Yeah, because I'm filming my one with my special guest.
Oh, the special guest. Do you hear the elevator?
Yeah. Is that the? Oh, yeah. We're on floor 12.
You're exactly right. And there will be a little bit of distraction when I walk in because we're going to probably have a dog park and we'll have everybody go, oh my gosh, hey.
Oh my gosh, hey. Wait, you guys get to hear. This is a sneak peek into the lives of the Murphy household. Well, where are you coming
funny,
from?
What's funny, they won't do anything now that I've said it. Hold on.
Yeah,
oh, they left the door open for me, so there might not be barking.
Aw. Oh. Here we go. Is
anyone? Oh. Hey, guys. I was finishing. Hey, I'm on the podcast.
Hey,
right
everyone
now.
Say hi to the pod. It's the bonus episode.
Say hello. This is Mama. Hello.
Hey, right. Mama.
Tech's being quiet. And I'll let you say hello to Mary Beth, as we call her Mary Bethel.
Hey, Mary Bethel.
Hello, Abby.
Hi. Would you like to say any words of wisdom to the podcast?
She's shaking her head. No.
That was your laugh, Mom?
That's my laugh with my voice weird.
That is not your
Don't
laugh.
Don't make fun. It's going to make my voice go weird.
Who is my mother? What happened? Were you screaming last
night? I don't
know.
I was literally talking, and then it just went away, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
So there's no reason. Like, you have no idea why it's doing this.
No, it's just kind of. I mean, I don't know if it's because I've been in 30 degrees and 70 degrees and every degrees possible, you know, and back and forth. But yeah, I'm about to make some tea. Don't y'all. Oh, they both in the background just said, that's life.
That's life. Guys, I came up with a hashtag for the fans. Well, it's not even fans. It's like the listeners. We're hashtag that's for lifers because we're for lifers. We stick together for life.
Y'all hear that? She said she came up with a hashtag, that's for lifers, hashtag, that's for lifers.
Because we're faux lifers. Anyways, Mom's at the beach right now. She's making tea. I said, Mom's at the beach right now. She's making tea. Please tell us what you did this morning. It's Sunday morning right now.
It's so good. Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
No, I was asking you what you did.
Oh, I thought you were still talking. Okay, so yeah, you said it's Sunday morning, and hold on, let me find my tea bag. Hold on, one second.
What kind of tea are you having?
I'm having, well, let's see what's in my purse, because I just threw some in my purse.
I like peppermint tea. That's my favorite.
You like what kind?
Peppermint.
Oh, I do know that. Yeah. Okay, it looks like today it's going to be green tea, because that's what's in my purse.
Mm.
Probably put a little lemon with it.
Okay.
And.
Okay. She's boony.
Yeah, okay, okay. So this morning we got up and got ready, leisurely. And just kind of put on our, really just put on our, like, workout clothes and stuff. And we went to Floribama Church, and it was amazing.
So explain what it is.
Okay. Central Church. Is it Central Floribama Church? I recommend going to listen to it, especially today. You can go on YouTube. And anyway, it's a church down here in Orange Beach that they've been here about 10 or 12 years. Well, they've probably been here longer than that.
But, yeah, and it's right on the line of between Florida and Alabama.
Well, so their church was somewhere else, and then they decided to go and have it in the Floribama church. I mean, the Floribama bar.
Yes, so it's a bar.
Yeah, it's church and a bar, basically. Mm-hmm. But they've been doing it for years. And it's awesome. We've seen a bunch of different preachers there, and we just go there every time we're visiting down here. And it's hold on, tea time. So anyway, we've been going down there, and it's awesome. Like, we do Easter there sometimes. It's great. But today's sermon was really, really good. And if he was a guy, he was visiting from another church. Was he in San Diego? Las Vegas.
San Diego. It's the beach.
He's in Las Vegas at one of their churches there. Mm-hmm. And so he came to, but his story, Abby, I was going to tell you that you and Peter need to listen to it. It was really good. Mm-hmm.
Sermon today at Church of the City was amazing. It was literally perfect. Like, Peter and I, we were like, oh my gosh, this literally came in like a perfect time. It was because it was finishing up the series about Jonah and the whale, like the story of Jonah and the whale.
Yeah.
And he was just talking, basically, like, the main topic of the story was, well, actually, I can tell you. Let me just pull out my handy-dandy notes real quick. We were there from 8 to 1.
Oh, yeah, because you had...
Because we served and we had a meeting and stuff. This was the main... It said, this is a story about the church, about church people who feel justified to dislike certain groups of people. So, basically, it was talking about how, like we want to show compassion and God... Like, we have enemies within ourselves, but, like, love your enemy as yourself, just, like... You know, you would, the Father would love anyone always and forgive always. And it's just like that endless forgiveness and like the beauty of people. And it was basically just like focusing on people who have hurt you or people who you don't agree with or, you know, this, that, and the other. Like, who are we to judge? Write down characteristics of this person that bother you in some way. And then look at the list and say, well... Have I ever been any of these traits? And it really puts things into perspective where it's like, why are we justifying not agreeing with other people? Why are we justifying people who view differently than us, who vote differently than us, who do different activities than us? When we sin in our own ways or we think differently in other ways, like, why is it justified because we're Christians to be able to judge? It's not. So it was just focusing on like forgiveness and loving your neighbor as yourself. It was very, very beautiful because it was like focusing on like how Jonah was upset that the king, that God just like forgave the king after he was going out and killing all these people and blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know. It was really good.
You saying that makes me think of that saying where they say when you point to somebody, like if you're pointing out somebody, whatever, you gotta, when you point with your pointing finger, you look at your other three fingers and they're pointing back to you.
Ooh.
Anytime snap. You point, like if you point to some, like, and I mean that even just figuratively, I guess, just like, okay, you point to somebody and you point out their things, look at those three fingers pointing back to you.
No, dang, that's good. You heard that here, folks. If you're pointing your finger, you got three more pointing.
You heard that here, what, Abby?
Folks, mom gets so mad. If you listen to the last bonus episode, my mother got mad at me for that as well. So, so my spontaneous activity.
Wait, pause on the spontaneous activity. Mm-hmm. Let me finish my day. It's not much left. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, hold on. And then okay. I want to hear your spontaneous activity. So okay. first, so we went to church, and after church, we went to our little trail.
Oh, there's a plane. Huh? I don't know if people can hear it. There's a plane flying.
Oh, sorry.
Why'd you apologize?
I don't know. Okay. Because I control planes.
That's the thing about society, though. Women are taught to just apologize, and so are men. We're just all taught to apologize for things all the time. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to our little trail that we walk at the state park, and we usually go every time we're at the beach, and we go see Lefty, the alligator, mother alligator, and I have to see her every time I'm here. And so
they call
her
Lefty because she only has her left arm.
Yes,
leg, I guess.
And she has babies, and it's adorable, and we've been seeing her for years, and so it's definitely a bond. And so we went and walked to see her today, and if you look at my Snapchat, Abby,
I saw it.
She's right there.
She was
like,
huge.
That wasn't even zoomed. I could have touched her.
Why didn't you?
Because I'm smart.
Oh, I would have touched her.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I would have, and then you would have gotten mad at me.
Abby. So anyway, did that was fun. So we had a nice little walk, and then we were going to go to the little tiki hut across the bay at the Sportsman Grill or the Sportsman's Marina.
Oh, the place you took me last time?
Yeah, where we went and had it on the water.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So cute.
So we were going to do that, but then the weather started kind of getting iffy. Ooh. So then we were driving down there. We showed Mary Beth the Coastal Arts Center, which is where Morgan is getting married. So we did that, and we skipped the tiki hut because it started to rain, and we went to Cosmos. Anyone that knows, that's one of our faves down here at the beach. Mm-hmm. And I had a blackened grouper sandwich with French fries.
Yeah, Cosmos is my favorite restaurant, hands down, ever, anywhere.
Fabulous. Then we there's two boutiques right by the restaurant, so we just had to go in them.
Did you get anything?
Nope.
Oh, they're kind of expensive.
Well, I did see something I liked, but there was something wrong with it, so I didn't get it. Oh. And Mary Beth got some candles, and then we drove back, and then Morgan called me, and then Dad called me, and then you called me, and here I am sitting at the condo.
And now we're filming a pod.
And that's awesome. So... that now, please go to your spontaneous event.
Oh, so I was just thinking, because I was trying to think of, like, the intention behind doing the spontaneous activity, as I've told you, and I'm basically just telling this to the people that are listening, but I want it to be, like, intentionally my spontaneous activity. I don't just want it to, like, happen across. But February, I just looked back on it, and, like, there were so many things that I did that I'm putting as my spontaneous activity because I said yes to so many. It was kind of like I had like the idea of just like saying yes to everything. So I said yes to so many things, but I'm also ending it with a bang tomorrow. So my low-key spontaneous activity, I'm going to try a poke bowl. I've never poke bowl. I don't know. I've always wanted to try one of them. It's like sushi bowl kind of thing.
Did you talk Peter into having it with you?
No, he said he won't. He said he'll buy it for me, though. I'm not going to make him buy it for me, but anyways. But I feel like he would. If I was like, please, it means so much to me. He would be like, okay.
Don't push your limits.
No, I know. I actually wouldn't. We would go get him like Hawkers or something. But anyways, so I'm going to do that. But then... my spontaneous activities, I did two that I'm also counting towards my New Year's resolution. I went line dancing. Never done that before. That was way out of my comfort zone, and I almost talked myself out of it because it was late at night, and I like to be in for the night. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it was so fun. I went with just a couple of girlfriends, Riley, Maddie, if y'all are listening, and it was like, and Catherine and Maddie's roommate, and it was just a great time. And literally, we danced the night away, and everyone was watching us for the moves because we're theater girls. When you get theater girls to do dance,
kind of leading some stuff.
Yeah, we were like, we made up like a couple. We did the what's the electric slide to one like a line dance. But I did that one, and then I also my spontaneous activity, which I counted, was I got a boyfriend. LOL. Which my spontaneous activities have to be things I've never done before. And I've had a boyfriend before. However, I've never had a Peter before. And that is awesome to me. And that's all I have to say. Say something. Say something. It's not awkward anymore.
How did you meet Abby?
Mom,
this is your podcast. Not about
I'll tell this story about Peter. And actually, I feel like I shouldn't. I feel like he might be on the pod one day, so I feel like I shouldn't say that.
You can talk to him about what you're allowed to say on the podcast, and then you can.
Had a conversation like that, and I was like, "What am I allowed to say? What am I not allowed to say? Like, what are you comfortable with?" He was like, "I don't care," which I guess he kind of knew that coming into it, like. If you like dating me, I'd kind of like just kind of tell
you. You kind of have to know.
Well, yeah. Like if it's like, hey, don't tell anyone this. This is like, I need you to trust you with this information. Like, obviously, I'm not going to tell. I don't tell any information that's not mine, right. And I don't gossip. And or at least I try not to. I mean, you know, we're all human, but it also is like, well, I want to respect him. But he was like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Basically, well, we have two different versions of how we met, too. Because, yeah. Well, we have, like, lots. Because we noticed each other, like, at school a long time ago. But then we actually met each other, like, when school started. Mm-hmm. It's a funny story. We can unpack that later. Okay. Mom, I want to know how you and Dad met.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's funny because we have two different stories, too. But
of course.
They are both right, but they're just our different versions. Didn't I tell this before? I think I told this in the last one.
Oh, you did. Okay, just
yeah, like it was just snowing, like, and we went to play cards and all that. Yeah.
And Mom was in her little sorority, and Dad was like the president of his little fraternity, and blah blah blah.
There were two separate times. Like there was one time that I met him way back, like months before that, but he didn't. That's not the time he remembers meeting me, and he remembers meeting
drunk?
Another. Oh my gosh, Abby, seriously? No, listen, the bottom line was he just didn't, I guess I didn't make that much of an impression on
him. So he was drunk.
No, stop.
Yeah, he was drunk.
No, stop. Let's make this a nice little, we can be chatty and laid back, but we have to be nice. Anyway, but the other time.
I wasn't being mean.
What?
He's my dad. I'm never mean to my parents, ever. I'm actually, I've never made them upset or mad or frustrated or impatient ever before.
No, ever, never. Anyway, this is, we'll just go on, because they're silly. We just had two different stories too. But anyway, move on, because we talked about that a little bit already, I think. So what else do you have for me? Did you finish your spontaneous stuff? Because I kind of interrupted you on the boyfriend.
Yeah,
you said
finish my spontaneous
line
stuff.
Line dancing boyfriend and
Pokeball.
You're going to do.
Yeah, but I think there's one spontaneous activity that I'm doing in April that I've already planned, and I've told Peter about it, and I told him not to tell you because you're not allowed to know until I do it.
But that means it's going to be something I don't want you to do.
No, it's maybe it's something for you. Why do you always jump to conclusions?
Because I'm your mom.
Okay, I guess that's fair. But
I've known you for 19 years. I knew you before you knew.
What was that laugh? Did you just hear me laugh? I laughed like a seal. I was
like me. It's catching.
Yeah, I guess it's contagious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's all good.
So you are not going to tell me.
No, I'm not, because Mom, it's a surprise.
No, because you know that I won't want you to do it, and I'll recommend
Mom, the Bible says obey your mother and father.
Exactly.
So if I don't ask for permission, then how can I disobey you? I'm just kidding.
Abby?
I don't promote actions like this. It was just a joke. I ask my mother before I do things.
Yeah,
especially
really.
When they are helping provide for me to go to college and they are supporting me in my dreams and my goals. I respect them and they still have a say and power over what I do, even though I am technically an adult. Thank you. So you're still giving me some money to help out.
Once you tell me your spontaneous activity.
We can talk about it after the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I don't want to spoil anything. I think for Marshall,
I'll just call Peter.
Okay, enough of that. a toilet just flushed. And that you, is
see, the I can't episode. Even hear that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Dad yeah. was telling me that, like, all the stuff that I hear, no one else can hear it, and so I just sound weird, because I'm like, oh, here's this, oh, here's this, and, like, no
well,
one
yeah,
hears
but
it.
Well, yeah, well, then you're just distracted by it, so
yeah,
you just ignore them and just tell people on the pod, sorry if you heard that later, mm-hmm. not now. Just go on.
Mom, I want to know, if you are my age, put yourself back freshman year, Kelly Murphy, what is one okay. thing that you wish you did in college that you never did?
Oh, gosh.
Like, be specific.
One
actually,
thing I wish...
not even in college, no, your freshman
I would
year.
Say, let's not say college, just when I was, like, 19, younger, your 20. Age. Like, what, well, there's a lot of things we do differently, Dad and I both, period. But,
period.
But one thing I would like to have done that I didn't ever do is, number one, live, like, alone for, like, ever. And because I didn't want to. I mean, I didn't want to live alone. Mm-hmm. Most people don't. I mean, some people do. I don't know. I'm speaking like I know things, but I don't know. I would have probably lived alone once, and I probably would have traveled more. Because, but I didn't.
So why
and
do you
I,
say
you know what I probably would have done, actually, too? What? I would have worked at the beach one summer since we have, yeah. you know, what, since I could have done that, I should have done that, but I didn't.
That would be so fun.
Those are my things, but those are the silly, frivolous things.
Yeah.
Like, if you were digging deep, I could tell you tons of things.
No. Well, I mean, I think it's important to do, like, everyone always thinks, like, Christianity and, like, if you're really a dedicated Christian, you just have to do everything serious and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's fun. You can go work at the beach for a summer, and that can be your way of ministry. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't always have to be, like, go on the mission trip, do this, yeah. like, raise money for that. Now, those are all great things, and I encourage you to, like, as Christians, we should donate our money to a cause, and we should give our time to the church and go on missions when you feel led. But, like, also, that doesn't exclude the fun things of life, like babysitting or going on family right. vacations. Like, you can still spread the gospel in those things, and you should, and you can, and it's encouraged. I mean, like... We are given our likes and our dislikes for a reason, so we got to use that. Like, Mom, you love the beach. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the beach and then see how you can find God in situations that you're presented there. Like, you know, it's
right.
just...
Yeah.
It's just... It can be lighthearted and fun. Jesus is fun. Jesus is cool. He created...
You can
he
see
gave
Jesus
us
everywhere at the beach.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's kind of hard, like, when you're on a college campus, just, like, in your own zone to kind of, like,
yeah.
find Jesus because you're, like, same schedule all the time. And, like, you know, you just go from one place to the next and you kind of just go on autopilot or, like, schedule mode. And you forget that, like, when you're on a beach, it's like, wow, look at the water. Look at how you see God. But, like, I can
but
see
you,
God in the sky, like, on a beautiful day on campus, or even with the rain. It's, like, rain is beautiful. It makes the flowers grow on campus. Or
but you know what? Like, I remember a day you called me, like, not even in just nature and outward stuff outside. I remember a day you called me, and you were like, oh, my gosh, this person. It was the day, and it just was, like, everything. A person gave you a Bible. A person came and
oh,
said,
yeah.
God, what? Was it God?
Yeah,
I
know someone
God
gave
bless.
Me a mini Bible on campus, and then someone else like said God bless you, and someone like held
just
the door
like,
open. It was just like a bunch of things I needed
little,
that day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you, and they always say if you look for him, you will find him mm-hmm. no matter where you are.
Oh my gosh!
And,
something we learned today that the preacher said he was like, in so it was Jonah chapter 3 verse 10 through chapter 4 verse 11, and it was talking about how God provided a plant for Jonah for protection. And a lot of the times we think that God like places the beauty in the plants and the things around us. Like we go to the mountains and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful, look at God's creation and blah 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 blah, and we forget like God. And so many times in the Bible God compares or like uses the comparison or the metaphor of like plants to people. Like think about the parables, think about Adam and Eve, how he provided like plants for them to cover themselves. Like there are so many times where we're like, wow, it's beautiful, but like people are the beauty. And he put it into an example of like if a big huge boulder is coming at you like in the mountains, you're not going to be like, oh, let's protect the trees. You're going to be like, let's protect the people. because people are the real beauty. And I thought that was such a great comparison. I was like, wait, oh my gosh, like people are the value. Like, yes, it's so easy to find the beauty, and we should find the beauty in like the world, the sky, the flowers, the grass, the whatever, the bushes, I don't know. But like, people are the beauty. We're made for community, and we can see God through people, which I think we forget because we, it's so easy to focus on, you know, the hard side of things, the judgment side of things, which is a sad truth, but it's a truth.
Yeah.
And so we just have to be real with ourselves. Find the good. Anyways.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, that's that. But back to the beach. Yeah, it's beautiful. Go do things. I also like, why do you want to live alone? Like, what was the significance of wanting to live alone?
No, I think so. I've lived 50 years. And of the 50 years, I've just never lived alone. Like, I didn't really... I don't think I thought about it then, but I think like, and I guess I didn't really have the opportunity to live alone much because I was in college. And then, I mean, Dad and I got married. I graduated in March. We got married in July, and it didn't make sense for me to live on my own because we were really trying to save money. And my parents were like, just come live with us from March until July. And it made perfect sense. And so why not? But so I wouldn't have done it in that
way.
And I
wouldn't be lonely though, like, if especially if you're an extrovert.
Well, it's funny, like, I think you can be an extrovert and still like your alone time. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be alone all the time, but if you think about it, like, you work, like, you know, if you work, you're at your job, depending on what your job is, but like, my job was a teacher, and I worked all day and was with people all day. So I woke up, got ready, went to work, was working all day with people, came home, you know, you would, so people, like, hypothetically, people that live alone, they would be home alone from, I don't know, say you go to the gym after school and say you do this or that, and then you come home for a few hours and you're a few hours by yourself and then you go to sleep, you know? So you wouldn't, if you work, you're not by yourself that much. Now, if you don't work, then yeah, I guess you're by yourself a lot. But it's not something like I sit there and go, oh my gosh, I hate that I didn't do that. But like for people, I would say, that are not married, that are maybe in college and they graduate and they don't have a significant other or have no plans of being married, I guess what I would say is, don't be afraid to go live by yourself. Don't feel like you have to have somebody to live with. Now, financially though, in the world today, especially if you live in somewhere like Nashville, you kind of want to have roommates to help you pay the bills.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, probably wouldn't do it. But it's something I did think about. I was like, oh, because like, Dad lived by himself because he graduated a year before me. So he did live by himself for a year.
So what would you say to like the people who, like, I mean, I know for me, like, money is now becoming very real because it's like the first time I've been away from you. So like,
yeah,
people who hear like, oh, travel more, like how would, like, you be able to do that if, like, money is in the picture? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's hard. That's a hard thing. Because, well, first of all, I'd say if you have a job and you're starting out young on your own, save lots and put away money and get your money invested and save money. Because then you can grow your money for things later and prepare for your future. But, I don't know. It's kind of like people used to say, if you waited, this is a different kind of set of or scenario, I guess. But it used to be like when you were first married, people were like, well, don't have kids until you have enough money. Like, wait till you're ready financially before you have a family. Well, if you really wait till you're financially ready to have a family, you'll never have a family. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll never.
That kind of goes for anything. Like, oh, wait till you're ready. Like, yeah, there's a season of life where you know you can't do things. But, like, if you're like, oh, I'll wait to talk to this person when I'm ready, or I'll wait to do this. Like, if you just keep waiting and waiting, you're never going to do it. You're never going to walk up the courage to do it.
Yeah, and you'll never think you have enough money to do this or that. Yet, the flip side, I mean, it depends on what kind of a money manager you are. You have to be careful because I could be telling somebody that's listening to this podcast, go live and go travel and go do this, and they might go bankrupt because they just said, oh, seize the day, you know. But it's a balance. It's like everything, Abby. I think you just got to I don't think you can wait around forever and just say, wait till this is perfect because then I'll do it, because you may never do it. But you also have to be sensible and know what your income is and know what you can afford. And if you can't afford to travel, make special travels that are less expensive. Like if you can't do your big travels, then go look at the parks that are around your area within driving distance, pack picnics, go do things,
and make it an event. Make it a thing. Like, don't just say like, oh, we're going to stop by the park. Like, if you really want to experience that same kind of feeling, like, you can go get a picnic blanket for like $5 and go like zhuzh it up and make some food, or go like spend the day there, get some friends, like make it a big event, even if it's just your local park. Like, who cares?
Well, I think that's where social media kind of hurts y'all.
Yes, I was going to say, like, so world. Many, there's so many travel TikTokers, vloggers, like people who only show the good part and the very aesthetically pleasing parts of traveling. People forget that, like, number one, they have feelings, they have lives, they have off days. But number two, they are constantly working and like editing those videos, or they're editing pictures, editing videos, like while they're on the beach, or like, I mean, they have to work too. Like, they have taxes and money and, you know, all these things. They have to worry about like Airbnbs or hotels, or like, you know, if they're living in these like really beautiful tropical places, like they have to pay rent. They have, like, there are so many things that they just don't show.
Yeah, that's true. You just, it's hard to, like the other day, Mom and I, we were driving to Fairhope because we were talking about meeting that hair and makeup lady of Morgan's for the wedding. And we didn't really know for sure when we were meeting her. We just said, we'll drive that way. Fairhope is like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour drive from here. And Mom had a cabinet guy she wanted to see and all this kind of stuff. So we kind of just started driving and we said, okay, we'll kind of hit these people. Well, you stop to get the cabinet guy and we're like, he's not there. We call the hair and makeup girl and she won't answer. And we're sitting there going, okay, we're all the way almost an hour out. And okay, what? And then I sat there with Mom and I was like, we were driving still toward Fairhope. And it was all this just beautiful land. I mean, and we're just kind of in, you know, Alabama, small town, no, you know, like just on these country roads, but it was beautiful fields of flowers and beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful day. And we were just like, I said, you know what? Like, even if we don't see the people we came to see today, like we're seeing this, like, and it's gorgeous. And I'm with my mom, who I don't get to be with a lot. And we're just happy to be here and fortunate that we can be here and we get this time together. And so we just all, you know, we just were like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like checking off the to-do list. Okay. If it doesn't all work out, fine. We're going to enjoy what's right here. And then we ended up just having a great little time. And, you know, we didn't accomplish everything, but everything all ended up fine. But we found the beauty all around us. Like we were on a little trip, like, you know, so you just have to kind of,
it's all about how you set your intentions and where your mind's at.
Yeah,
like people go on vacations to take breaks to see the beauty and to be relaxed, calm, fulfilled, whatever reason. There's no reason why you can't create that right where you are.
Right, exactly.
You just need to step away. It'll be harder. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a lot easier when there's no distractions, but you can do it.
Well, and you know what we did? Funny thing, by the end of the day, we had gone there and we said, oh, we'll go eat in the cute little town. That's what we'll do. Well, both restaurants we stopped at, they basically were closing right when we walked in, which was kind of funny. Perfect. And then, but we're like, no, it's still good. Beautiful day. Everything's great. And then I did end up talking to the hair and makeup girl, which was a beneficial conversation. We decided not to see each other that day, but we talked on the phone. And then as we were leaving, I'm like, call the cabinet guy and see. Well, he was there. So we did get to, still accomplish. And then the lunch thing, you know, that was kind of a bummer, but we came back and it's not like we went hungry. We came back and ate food and it was good.
You win some, you lose some.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's that.
Aw. Well, right. Mom, it's about that time.
We have to.
I mean, we don't have to, but I kind of have to take my clothes out of the washer and put them in the dryer.
Oh, very important.
I'm doing today.
Before we go, what does your week look like?
Honestly, it's a pretty exciting week. 2 more weeks until spring break. So I'm just like,
not even.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Yeah. For spring break, everybody who wants to know, my spring break plans are the same as Mom's except for a little bit. So Peter and I, which y'all, I don't know if y'all have listened to the recent podcast, but if you don't know, Peter's my boyfriend. So I do be cuffed up now. But Peter and I are going to go to Bowling Green and watch the musical at my high school.
SpongeBob.
I just sounded so country when I said that. Anyways, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical. Shout out Greenwood High School. Can't wait to see it. We're going to go see that on Friday and then leave Saturday to go to the beach. We're going to stay there Sunday, so we'll be going to Bar Church. You'll be seeing all of these pictures on at the That's Life Pod on Instagram. Go check us out. listen, I sound so, like, formal now. And then we're going to spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday there, and then Wednesday night, we're going to go drive, meet Peter's family, and then I'm going to go with Peter and his family to New Orleans because that's where he's from, and then we're going to spend the rest of the week there. And I've been told we're going to go kayaking in the bayou. Is that the bayou? And then we're going to go to, like, a fancy restaurant. I don't know. I don't know what you do in New Orleans. He said it's just going to be a lot of, like, eating, which is exciting. Hopefully I'll get, like, a beignet or something, but I don't know. There will probably be, like, leftover stuff from Mardi Gras because apparently it's, like, a huge thing. Like, they get out of school for a week for Mardi Gras. But I'll get to meet, like, well, I've already talked to his family, like, over FaceTime a lot, but I'll actually get to, like, see their bodies. Okay, that sounds weird, but, like, you know what I mean. I'm just so excited. Meet them in person. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. If y'all are listening, hey guys, and see you in 2 weeks. But yeah, and then we're going to come back after we go to church at his church on Sunday, and then we're going to come back and then go back to school. But then it's like 2 weeks, and then Easter, and then I get to go be home with mom and dad and Morgan and the Easter bunny and celebrate Jesus rising out of that tomb. Death cannot hold him. But yes, well, sure. That'll be a whole nother podcast episode, probably a really long one. I'm in awe every day of Jesus. God. Yep. Jesus and God. And that's what we talk about here, is Jesus, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Mic drop. That's life. That hashtag, that's for lifers. Anyways, mom, yes. Do you have any parting words for the people?
Oh, no, not really. You're the parting words, girl. Love everybody and hope to have a good week.
Well, everybody, here are my parting words. I also hope you have a good week. I love you. Jesus loves you. Mom loves you. Say it with me, mom. 1, 2, and 3. That's life.
I thought you were going to say that, Mama.
Okay, we're going to... It's going to be life. And that's...
We have this every time.
Oh, yeah, we say, time. That's what? Life and that's Mama. Okay. I say that's life.
And I say that's Mama.
Okay. All right, everybody. That's life.
And that's Mama.
1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.